Hey, what's up, everybody? Up to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Woo-hoo.
Very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. She is a podcast hoster. She is, one of the dopest live shows of said podcast.
Come on.
Hey.
She has a husband, a very cool husband named Ben, that initially I thought she was bullying this man.
Oh.
And the rest of the internet. Very beautiful daughter as well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Miss Amber Waller.
I am a bully, aren't I?
I mean, you know what? You're just a strong black woman.
Right.
You know what? And people would say, I remember at one point, maybe like last year, they'd be like, calling somebody a strong black woman or independent black woman is disrespectful. I was like, well,
what?
I was raised by all strong independent
Literally.
Black women.
And didn't they bully you as a child?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's generational.
I got way more wedgies from my cousins and my mama, women, than I did from my male cousins. Way
Damn.
More.
Yeah.
My mom used to square up.
My sister was nice.
What?
Oh, you had a kind sister?
Oh,
older
she
and younger.
She didn't
I'm
older.
So sick of
didn't bully
oh,
me. Oh, she had to take care of you.
Didn't bully me at all. We played video games.
I'm the baby.
A perfect
oh,
childhood.
Likes, I have light eyes.
We
Ooh.
Love that.
Oh. I'm artistic. I play piano.
Yeah, all that stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. How's it feel to be what God's favorite? Agree.
This ain't about me. This is about you. What you be doing to that? What you be doing to this poor man, huh?
Love him, put him up in a home.
That ain't the bully part.
Move him across the country.
Tell us
with
about
me.
The bully part.
It's true.
Love him.
I love
put him.
Put him
up in a home.
People don't understand how good I am to him behind the scenes.
Right.
Behind the scenes is funny.
And people don't understand how much he cooks me too.
Okay.
But
he does.
You bear witness.
I've seen videos where you like, how does this look? You're like, seriously? And, like, I was like, ooh, I would never do that. Never do that to any woman, let alone a black woman.
See? Yeah. But he's white, so people are like, oh, it's cute when he's mean to you.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. When it's the other way around, it's like,
well,
damn,
you know, because he comes off docile. He comes off very chill,
yes.
Very docile. But Ben, he's a sniper, too. I've seen him get down.
Oh,
I seen him on the show.
All
we did
the
our
way
episode
down.
Together, yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. No. He's a meanie, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. He has it in him.
He be saying the N-word.
No, never that. Never that.
You a wild
man. Yeah.
I was just asking you, baby.
Never that. It hasn't happened in my presence.
What about
I
when
do,
he be
I
rapping?
I do believe every white male child has probably said the N-word.
At least during
childhood.
The songs, you know.
In their childhood.
On their childhood. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But to my knowledge, maybe he says it in his head to me. But
you never heard once.
Yes. The brain has
Since
not
the
filtered it down to the mouth.
Stop trying to start shit, Pat.
Pat, do you know something I don't know?
No. I've never met him.
Okay, good.
So I was just like, you know, maybe.
He might have said it.
Pat,
if y'all have a video, send it my way, please.
Well, it ain't going to be on video.
I need a good fight tonight.
I need a good fight.
Okay, so there's the bullying.
I don't. I try to avoid the fights at all. I've got really good
Fair
about questioning. No, she just walks around. It's like I don't. She's a different purpose. She sleeps with her fist balled up, so I knew something was different.
Oh, yeah. So she stays ready.
She stays ready. Like
you have to know if you've been with a woman that long, you have to know she always has a fight ready.
Yeah, I feel like
even when it's a good day.
Yeah, it's some stuff right on the table. She can just grab real quick.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But I got some good counters.
You got some good counters. Okay, so
the same way you took him from a small city and brought him out here. I introduced her to power locks. Hello? Power windows.
That's
Hello?
An upgrade.
First, you know what's funny?
Come on, ABG.
We were just in St. Louis for her mom's wedding, and I did a comedy show there, and we went to our first date spot. Our first date was at this Starbucks right here. We had the kid take pictures, and she had a vanilla bean latte, frap. That was her first time ever having Starbucks or vanilla bean frap, and I had like a hot coffee.
That's her first time having Starbucks?
Yeah, when we were in college, 2005.
Oh, in college. Okay.
Yeah, that was our first. Yeah.
I thought that trip was her first time having Starbucks.
So she comes with something to me, and I'm like, who introduced you to Starbucks?
Who introduced you to vanilla bean?
Who took you on
you
your
didn't
first
know nothing
flight?
About
who
that.
Took you out of the country? Huh?
That's a crazy
wow.
counter.
Who believed in you and told you that you could be an influencer? Hmm? Who moved you into that condo?
Cool.
Who got you your first electric car?
Oh, those last few were really good.
Oh, it's, you on your I Can Show You the World shit.
Yeah. Aladdin.
Hey, listen, yes. Listen. Any salad, salad you eat, you still going to have more carrots on your finger. Who did that?
Who did that? Ooh, that's cold. That's a bar.
That was low-key kind of. That was kind of cool. Yeah,
the gears in my head were turning like, I was like, okay, the carrots.
Carrot salad.
She had never had a salad.
Carrot salad.
Before he, got it.
You introduced that?
That's okay.
Who gave you niggas
just
carrot salad?
Just should know.
But you didn't know shit about cucumbers before.
Hey,
I
okay? listen. That's you was out counter. Here with the mixed green joint. I threw some carrots on your finger and changed your life.
Damn, that's a pretty good counter.
Hey,
you know what? That still pales in comparison to I carried your baby. I always got that over.
Damn.
Me.
Well, how about this?
I carried your baby.
We met 2 weeks after we met. You told me you were 2 months pregnant. I didn't run. I stayed.
Damn.
Took that is a perfect counter.
My own. Yeah.
Y'all got nothing for that.
I got nothing for that.
Come
on, baby.
You a good man.
Hey,
Savannah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I got my downfalls. I sold a little crack to some kids before.
Crack.
You know? You get them when they're young. Now they lifetime customers.
Hell of a smart.
I'm all for a business strategy. It's marketing.
Kids. It's all about the marketing. You know, stand right across the street from the school. They get you. They got little. They got their little allowance on Friday. Hey, come here. Let me. You ever tried this bubble gum before? Makes you run faster.
Bubble gum.
Makes you
fuck
run
those
faster.
Jordans. Let me tell you how you really score.
Hey, let's man. Say,
well, we
St.
were talking
Louis
about before the show how I might not have money for a trip I have coming up. Mm-hmm. So I might hit you up for that bubble gum hustle recipe outside
of
school.
It's a little harder now.
I got to go eat good in Italy.
Yeah,
I do.
Competition is stiff now. They drop it off to you. So I'm not the one to drop it off. You just got to catch me on the streets.
Jeez. Yeah. Back to the street. Are you in love?
No, I'm not.
You
in love?
I shut that down real quick. Your smile was like,
have you been? Have you ever been in love?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like, am I? And then, no, you're not. Oh, okay. Oh, okay,
damn,
little
just,
devil.
It's like just the devil. It's no angel side.
No, that's bacon. I'm like, hey, when's this guy going to show up?
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I love the idea of you walking around like this all day.
I'm just
like what happened to that other side? Wow. That's all right. You know, being in love is expensive, so I get it.
It is.
Being in love is expensive. It's a liability, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Because then it's just like, you know, all those people who do crazy stuff, and then they're like, I was in love. I'm like, sheesh.
Like, no, oh, but people have been in love with you. That's what it is.
Yeah.
How many people have been in love with you?
Ugh,
who's still currently in love with you?
Who? How much time
who's
you
currently?
Got?
Yes.
Carucci, huh?
Pat.
Don't do people. That's not true.
It
that's,
is
that's
people.
A
wow.
Lot.
It's at least five, Pat.
Only like
five.
No, probably like two or three.
Probably like two or three.
But it's not like someone I was involved with that's like blue faced me like has a tattoo of me on their face like Krishan Rock. It's never been like that. Yeah. It'll be like.
But it's going to get there if two or three already have a regular tattoo.
The last one I saw, she had this on her arm, but it said, fuck me, Pat. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
That wasn't true.
On the arm?
That's a joke.
That's crazy.
A joke.
I just feel like somebody has a back piece of you. Like your
that's
whole face.
Wild. I've never seen that. I've only seen my face once, and the other is like, words that I've said, or like a company I started, like Protect Your Light. That has nothing to do with me. That's
no,
just...
it does. It does. Yeah, the cloud too.
Wow.
All right, so four.
No, it's five, bro.
You're
fuck
like
me,
a
Pat
cult
is one
leader.
Of them.
That's not one of them.
I'm telling you this.
That's not
it.
A joke.
No, saw it in Atlanta.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Five. Just five. Only five.
Hey, that's goals right there.
Atlanta
fuck
is
me,
a wild
Pat.
Place, though.
Is somebody's. Like on somebody's wrist somewhere.
Yeah, but it was not anybody I had. Let's wait. Let's get back to you.
I just am fascinated. I just feel
I'm
like
not the
somebody
guest
has like fuck me Pat like right on the tramp stamp area.
That'd be cool.
So somebody's being
bent
over
ask.
And you see fuck me Pat and you're like, damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's where
you
this
convinced.
Is going.
You're twisting my arm.
Yes. What a good prank,
cool.
Right?
You had some what?
I had some tattoo pins, and me and somebody played. I was like, take him and write on me.
Oh, that's called...
For real tattoos?
Okay, that's such temporary. A good prank. Like, if
pins.
I just got a temporary tattoo of fuck me, Pat, down here, and just, like, waited
that'd
to have
for
sex,
the record, Ben,
that would end
I
the marriage.
Have nothing to do with this, Ben. not a thing in the world, brother. I respect you, okay?
Wait, what?
I'm talking about her husband. She
I think
she
we should all go
oh,
in
should,
on
oh.
a on a,
yeah, sorry,
a
Ben.
Pat. A
yeah,
pat,
sorry, Ben.
A pat, tat, pack. I think we should all do that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And that's like, whose relationship will end
first? I can't drop
if we
Patrick
all
tattoos?
Get, yes.
who's gonna break first and tell people it's fake?
Yes.
Oh, like, man. That means you got to get it somewhere very visible. You can't just do the lower back unless you're going to have your shirt up.
Or maybe it's like a neck tat. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's
while
cool.
We're talking about tattoos, does Amber know about yours?
Hey.
We're talking about back tattoos.
All right, well, let's go jump into this. let's jump into this intro song.
You ever seen
intro song? Yes, yes.
We're gonna do this intro.
You ever
song.
Seen any spaghetti westerns? Oh shit.
I have not.
He just started the beat.
I have not. I ain't seen no spaghetti western.
Oh,
all I've seen is the best western.
Oh.
I ain't got no money for a real Airbnb, but I'm still gonna be in Italy.
Hey.
Pat, take it over for me, please.
Hey, hey, hey. If you don't like this show, you are not fun. We got Amber here with her top bun. You know she got that cheddar, but which top bun is better? Hey, come through. We about to sell some stories. We about to see how she went to Nampa, and Napa had no glory. Then we go to Italy for some spaghetti on my knees. You might have to get on your knees to pay for Italy. Bitch, please. Came through with some cheese, a pizza topping. That's my laugh.
That's my laugh. I love that.
The least thing was not about you.
No.
I've never been to Italy, so I don't know what it takes to get.
That should count for something. Yes.
All right.
Oh, good times.
All right, Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your Napa trip.
I hear
it wasn't ideal.
You know what? No. It wasn't. So let me preface. I'm from Georgia, right?
Okay.
So growing up, the only thing I've ever heard about Napa is like what we saw in The Parent Trap.
Wine?
With like, yes, like okay. With Lindsay Lohan's dad on the ranch. He had a vineyard in Napa.
Damn.
You look like you're familiar with this. Yes. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid
and the grapes. It was great. So all of my friends are from Georgia. So we never knew like there's a right season to go to Napa.
Mm.
Apparently there's a season to go to Napa. We missed that.
Okay.
So it was just the weekend. So I go to the airport, Thursday, flight canceled. I go back on Friday, flight delayed 2 hours.
What's going on in Napa?
I don't know. I think it's raining. I think it's just disgusting. Huh. So I want to preface by saying I'm flying from like Burbank to San Francisco. So this is a 1 hour flight.
Yeah, it's easy.
So first day, flight canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Second day, flight delayed 2 hours.
Damn.
I finally get to San Francisco and Napa is still a 1 hour and 30 minute Uber to Napa,
right.
Which would have been fine when I was going with all the other bitches.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If I had to do it one way by myself,
so
that was like a $200 rainy Uber,
oof.
And it's raining.
Yeah.
So even when you get there, you can't really tour the vineyard because it's pouring rain outside.
Would
so
it be cheaper to rent a car?
Trip, Pat.
I was thinking, $200 each way.
This is so disrespectful.
Wait,
I am a guest on your show.
That was a solution.
I was invited to a girls' trip.
And nobody was trying to drive?
No.
Huh.
Do you know girls' drunk. Trips? Nobody wants to drive 6.5 hours when they were supposed to be on a 1 hour flight.
No, he's talking about driving
from
the airport.
From San Fran.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh.
Women don't like to drive. You think about every time you're with a woman on a date. Passenger princess. They want to drink. They got little bottles in their purse. They trying to drink on the ride. They don't know. None of them want to drive.
I be passenger princess sometimes.
Right.
Nobody is surprised by this.
Nobody.
One time Pat was a passenger princess while we were filming Squadcast, and he's in the car the whole time. And I was like,
laughing at me.
Yeah, he's having a good time. He's engaged in the show. And I was like, you really a passenger princess.
You are a passenger princess.
I mean, you know, sometimes girls be having like nice cars and stuff, you know? And I'm like, ooh. And I'll be like,
yeah.
I'll be like filming
really
myself trying to get the emblem in the back.
They are in love, like, yes, not the RR. Just put it
with
up.
The stars chilling.
Let's recap for a second. So they got tattoos of you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this last one was half a joke.
They're riding you around.
You can't add this to a list. Don't compile a list. I'm being silly.
I think it's a running list.
Oh my God. Okay, so then even when we get to Napa, it's raining, whatever. It didn't rain on Thursday, which was the one day all of the girls went to the vineyard. Tell me why they're all drinking, having fun on the vineyard. Have you ever gotten like insider tips from like a worker there that didn't help the workplace? Like, you ever been to a restaurant and the waiter's like, just so you know, like all the food here sucks. But go ahead, give me your order. You're like, Oh, I don't want to give you my food? Order now. Yes. Like, no. Just so you know, everything's frozen in the back. But, like, go ahead, lady.
Damn.
It was that kind of thing.
Go
they
off,
put in,
Ma.
They put in their 2 weeks that day.
And it was worse because my girlfriends who got to go to the vineyard on that Thursday, they got that from a person who was working on the vineyard. So the girls are, like, they're on this, like, $200 wine tour, and they're clinking glasses and asking the girl, like, what valley is this from? You know, we don't care about what valley. And the girl goes, you know, like, the girl goes, like, just so you know, like, none of the wine that y'all are actually being given was made here. Like, it's just all been imported. Like, oof. Like most of the grapes out here are for, like, local farmers and stuff. She was like, but shh, enjoy. And they were all like,
and that's because of the season you were in, or that's just period
I
how
feel like
it was.
She was just spilling some tea. Like, I think she was spilling some real, like, this is a big tourism spot, but most of the wine that you drink here was not made here.
I feel like that kind of ruins, I get that honesty part, but that also ruins the illusion. Cause, like, y'all didn't really care about that.
No!
It was just like, yeah, we're in Napa. Oh, is this a 84 bottle? Like,
that's what they told me. They were like, she hits us with, you know how you think, like, a waitress is about to spill some tea. Like, just so you know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, let me lean in, bitch. And it's like, it's a rat back there. You're like, why are you telling us?
That's crazy.
So, yeah. So, most of the weekend was commuting.
What do you mean commuting?
Commuting. Like cancel flight. Flying there.
Oh, that ate
driving
into the
there.
Actual vacation.
Yeah, because
time.
I didn't really get to have fun until about Friday night. Because I didn't get there until Thursday, canceled. Delayed on Friday.
Right.
Get there Friday night.
Okay.
And then they're telling me, like, girl, this whole place is a sham. Like,
and what month was it?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit. So were the vineyards, did they have, like, leaves and grapes on them, or was it all bare?
I didn't even go out there because it was raining. Pouring down rain.
Oh, so all the tours you did was indoors?
I didn't do any wine tours.
Damn. Oh, well, that's why it was a bad trip.
Horrible. So you've done Napa when it wasn't raining.
Yeah, I went in spring.
How was that?
So in spring is a really good...
Have you done Napa too?
No.
It's a really good time because... well, actually, I hear it's better in, like, August because that's when you can actually, like, drink the... Because I guess the grapes have, like, a harvesting part of the year. So that could have been part of the tour, but... The places I went had, you know, just like famous bottles of wine. There's a castle there. It's like a dude who's like obsessed with European architecture, and he actually built a super, super realistic castle, and you can do like tours. That was my favorite part. And then there's also a wine train that you could take through Napa and drink and have like stops. So that was like, even if they told me like, yeah, this is all fake, I would it would have still been cool because
it would have been cool.
Visual,
yeah.
Pat,
maybe
you
I was
have
just over it.
The agenda of a 60-year-old woman named Blanche.
Oh, I was for sure the youngest
Deborah.
Person there.
Oh, you had on some Etonics walking shoes and yes. a Walkman on the side and just wristbands. Just having a grand old time.
I compression socks.
I get why older.
You know you got some compression socks.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Isn't that for
flight?
High blood pressure?
I mean, yeah, you can use it for that, but it's also good for flight suit.
Yes,
it's for blood
flow.
I use them on when I'm flying a lot. When I'm touring,
when
use them.
When you're flying what?
Flying a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just because you're high up?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you laugh, because you got some.
Yeah, I do. I got like 6 pairs.
What's it? What about a flight is good for that? Just because you're not walking around?
Yes, because you don't have the same blood flow in your leg, so that's how blood clots can happen when you don't have actual good blood flow. And this actually how a couple people died. Heavy D actually died from a blood clot.
In his feet?
Yeah, it was. I don't know where it started at, but like it didn't happen on the flight. It happened right after the flight. But
you're telling me we would still have Heavy D here if there were compression socks?
I mean, they were there, but the people just don't know it to wear that often. Like you typically just, most people don't know to wear it. Like, you know, if you do your reading, find out like it's good for long flights or frequent flights and stuff like that. So that's why I got
wow.
So, yeah.
Where was he flying? How long was that flight? Do you know?
I don't. I didn't look at the agenda.
That's a new fear.
Itinerary. Yeah.
Itinerary. I didn't.
I don't even walk around when I'm on a plane. I just take the time to the face.
You don't even use the bathroom on a flight.
No, like 5-6 hour flight. I'm just in there, just stewing.
Oh gosh, you're like a window seat guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
I don't want to. Like, hey, you like the aisle?
I like the aisle for my bladder. I need to be up.
That little cart be hitting me, and they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care.
They're just like,
unless you're first, they
you want
don't
some
care.
Water.
Oh,
I feel like it's bigger in general than it is in first class. Like first class, they got a small cart, never hits you. And in general, they got a huge cart that's too big for the why
different
you got
carts?
This fucking buggy here? This Ross buggy down the goddamn aisle.
Break out the coach cart.
You know, I wouldn't know. I'm an economy girl myself.
Hey, listen.
I'm trying to get like you because
No. I'm just on the window in economy. Well, I mean, I'm in comfort, but you know, I'm still on the window, so I just avoid the aisle at all costs. Yeah.
So Heavy D died from a blood clot in his lungs. They did say it was most likely caused by remaining seated on a long flight across the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm. What that got to do with his lungs, though?
I mean, the blood
can go anywhere. Yeah, it's blood. It travels anywhere.
And he was going from Atlanta where?
Across the Atlantic Ocean, so probably flying
across the sea.
Either back or, yeah.
That sucks. And he was in economy?
Ain't no way.
It doesn't give us all of that.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Because I'm like, is it here?
I'm not. Sure
well,
was,
how much
sure
for private flights then?
Well, your blood clot don't care where you're sitting.
but you just say you can clot up if you're not getting movement on the plane,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but that means like getting up and walking around or
I'll get
you know, stretching legs.
Window seat in economy and walk around air bike. Excuse me.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang, sucks.
I've definitely got on flights before and my stomach was hurting. I just let the people next to me. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be moving a lot. I had a smoothie before this flight.
Don't let me be flying with my toddler. I got to warn the whole row all the way through.
I'll pay you to move.
So what if the three of us had to sit on the flight?
Uh-huh.
You two would have to fight for the window seat.
More than
correct? Because
mm-hmm.
I got to go. So maybe I'll take the aisle seat and you're not going to sit in the middle.
But I'm going to try to upgrade. Three in a row is crazy.
So anytime there are two people on your row, you're like, I can't be on this row.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's really tough.
Wow.
Because I be cramped. I don't ever put my stuff in the overhand, so I have it with me, and I don't be getting up. So
yeah,
like there
yeah,
was this
I would
one
annoy you so
there
bad.
Was this one flight where I just could not stop farting. Right. I could not stop, and there was a baby in the row before. Like above us.
So you blame it on a baby?
Everybody else blamed it, and I was just like, what a stinky baby.
Oh, that baby. I bet that baby woke up out of his
baby
sleep
sucks.
Like...
Excuse me? I just rolled with it. I didn't set him up, but
man.
I didn't clear his
That's
name either.
Cold. That, you a cold piece.
Cold.
Almost as cold as Bespoke. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard of Bespoke, you need to get on this train, all right? You get an amazing box full of amazing content, and it catches your eye as soon as you see it. It doesn't matter what you're into. You take a small quiz before you sign up, and they find out what type of things you like, and the box is going to be filled with those contents. In my latest box, I got this amazing real leather wallet, and this is like the exact same wallet that I'm using right now. Way better quality. I'm not going to hold it. Feel that. Feel that and smell that right there. That's real leather right there.
Oh, that's first class right there.
That's first class leather right there. I also have this gold rollerball pin. The top comes off, and then it's magnetic at the back so you don't lose it. And I have this amazing like little do-everything little tool right here. You can open a beer bottle. It has the end of it is like a screwdriver. Has a leverage right here so you can pop other things, and then even if you needed to get a nail out, it's way more handy than I'm probably going to use it for. I'm really just going to use it to open up beer bottles, but I have it, okay? And I'm just building a collection of dope stuff, so when people come over to the office, they're like, oh my God, what is this? Yeah, I know you want to know. So when you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% off. And each box of awesomeness, you're supporting a small business. 90% of everything that comes in your box comes from a small business or up-and-coming brand. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. I love those options because sometimes you're like, I can't do it this month, or I don't need it this month. So get your free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DIYS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code DIYS for a free mystery gift and your first monthly shipment. So boxofawesome.com, code DIYS, sign up today, get you some awesomeness in your life.
Yeah.
Did that.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
What's up with this dead two ladies and this dead person?
Oh, you're not talking about Italy? You talking about Italy? You gonna drop some
I've never been to Italy. We're going for 1 week. My parents are watching the baby.
So that's just gonna be very fun.
We get just me and him.
Nice.
It's just it's gonna be like a reunion.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been just me and him so long.
I bet it hasn't.
And I still kind of like him.
Even
after the toddler, we've been together all together about 10 years.
Okay.
So we've been married for 5 in May. So this is kind of like the anniversary. Yeah.
Is that when you guys are going? May?
No, we're going like in 2 weeks, but like by the time we come back, it'll start getting close to it. No, we're not gonna be that long.
Are you guys itinerary people or let's see what we can find type of people?
He's an itinerary person,
that makes sense.
And he will run me through what, because he likes to. I like the vacation. He likes to explore.
Yeah.
He likes to be like, let's go to all the museums. Mm-hmm. Let's go on the tours.
We and have I'm to agree like, about that before we go. Don't pop that on me once we get there.
Right.
Because now I've made plans to sleep in. He'll be like, all right, we got to get out to Casa. No, yes. No, the fuck we don't.
Yes, yes.
Go back to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he likes to be up and at him. And it's like, let's go on a 5-mile walk of the city. I was like, or. Hear me out.
Exactly.
Are there tours?
We could do exactly what we would do at home, mm-hmm. but here.
How about
let's
we
just
do
eat pasta
a,
and get back in bed.
What is it called? We do a treasure hunt in the room.
Right. Hmm? Oh.
You find your ID.
Like a gondola ride.
Yeah.
In the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. There we go.
There's still a nigga in the back singing.
Yes. Well, that's your mind. Yes.
Call somebody
it's
in the room.
More,
yes. Yes. All of that. Yes. I want to have my Lady and the Tramp moment, but in the room. Who's the lady? Who's
absolutely.
The tramp? I don't
hey-o.
Know. It's gonna be fun.
So, is that y'all vacation style? Like, we here. This is dope, but I still wanna kind of like chill. Like, what is y'all exploration level? Because you know when it takes a lot of money and a lot of time to get to a place, I feel like a lot of people kind of want to see something. You know?
Yes, yes. That's why we pair well, because I'm good for maybe one historical educational event per day,
mm-hmm.
okay. but I need a good like nightlife activity or a good dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
He could probably. He doesn't really care about the nice dinners and stuff.
Mm.
He could explore all day.
Really.
Yeah, so or sometimes like we ain't gotta do everything together. Like, why don't you go to that third museum and I'm gonna go to the little, you know, in European countries you can kind of post up outside. You can just sit at a restaurant and just people watch all day sometimes. Right. So I might do that once or twice.
Okay,
because I can't walk all day.
Yeah, no.
Right.
No. I got 1 day. If we there for a week, I maybe have 1.5 days of explore. I'm gonna get this relaxation in.
See, that's how I feel too.
And I want to drink some good wine at some bars. Okay, I want to give nasty looks to people that give nasty looks back to me.
Ooh, I love giving a nasty look
like
on vacation.
You just walk in, you see somebody, and I'm like,
what you doing?
That's part of our vacation.
That's a good nasty look.
Bitch.
I need a little bit of that fight
in
me.
Practice.
I don't do that.
Well, I have very good eye contact.
Yes.
But if it's a stare off, I'll give up. I'm like, you win it.
I'm going to go for the kid.
Yes, the whole family.
Whole family gonna get it.
Yeah.
That's when you scare them. They're like, oh, nobody's off limits.
Yeah.
Kids.
I would probably be like, you got it. Like,
I would probably say that. Hey, I'm gonna be at your house later. Yeah, I'll be the one in the clown suit.
He upgraded to it.
Get really creepy with it.
I'd be like, you want some of our wine? Like, you still looking at us. You all right?
Nah.
That'll be me.
Let's go.
I'm not.
All right, we talking about these crazy ladies.
Let's do it.
Mugshot. Okay, Miss Mamas did her hair before. Miss Mamas on the right.
That's crazy.
Like that's how you show
she
up to take a mugshot.
She had plans for the day. They pulled up and got her early.
She did one
she
half.
Said,
though.
Yeah. Now you know, Jeanette, we finna get caught. Mm-hmm. So let's put these ringlets on. Yeah.
So
she playing.
Well, we looking at a photo. I'm assuming these are mugshots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they have different lenses, but one's an extreme close up.
Jeanette, back up.
Yeah.
She's
like,
in the camera. You're getting arrested.
Yeah.
Back up.
So this is a trending story. Apparently, two women are accused of driving a dead man to a bank to withdraw money. So
wow.
It's like
he was dead. He wasn't going to be able to do
Weekend at Bernie's. So this happened in Ohio. Two women in Northeast Ohio are accused of driving the body of an 80-year-old man to a bank to withdraw money from his account before dropping the dead man off at a hospital. interesting name. Karen Casbohm and Laureen Bia Ferralo. Some old names.
Yeah, they are.
Laureen.
They were charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft from a person in protected class. In a protected class? What does that mean? Does that mean because he's old? Or because he's white?
I don't know. Could be because he's rich.
Right.
It could be rich.
What are the protections?
He said this. I don't know why they added this. The prosecuting attorney said this is very unusual. That's about it.
Most murder is.
Ashtabula County police officer. Like
Ashtabula. Ashtabula.
I can see him just like starting his Monday, got his coffee. They're like, two old bitches killed another old man. He's like, this is very unusual.
What do they find? The energy. Yeah. God,
for
damn.
Real.
Samson, let's go.
It says the two women allegedly propped Layman's body up in the front seat of a vehicle, then drove to a bank drive-thru to withdraw money, and it was only $900.
Oh, cut the ladies some slack.
They killed somebody. They still killed somebody.
Did they kill him or was he dead? He's 80.
He was already dead?
I think he was already dead, and they just wanted to steal his money.
So that's $450 each.
So they didn't kill him.
They didn't kill him, yeah. But for
so why let a good bank account go to waste?
Let me tell you though. They didn't kill him, but they still carried this dead corpse out to the car, fastened the seatbelt, put him up, propped his head, because you know his head was like this. They probably had to tape his head to the back of the seat. Okay, they got to put some sunglasses on him.
And went through traffic.
Yeah. Weekend and Bernie's this man to try to steal $900.
$450 each. That's insane.
Okay, I'm trying to find it for the ladies because there's I just don't think it's that bad. Like, you've never had some older... Now, I'm from Georgia, so follow me, camera. Your old family members... Have you ever had an old family member pass away and the rest of the family is back there just with the body? Like, you've never experienced that?
No. Okay. We get them up out of there when they gone.
No. Mm. I've definitely had a great-grandmother die, and then the family's calling, like, just so y'all know, she's still over here. But she's, like, in the bed, still dead.
No.
They're doing, like, their own wake, and then they're going to call the people tomorrow.
We got to get them up out of here for that rigor mortis set in. Okay? It's harder to move that body when that blood didn't stiffen up. Ain't no oxygen in that blood. It didn't get stiffed on up. Once I started watching Law & Order, Weekend at Bernie's lost all of its appeal to me. Because it's like, they had this motherfucker out here breakdancing. It was like, what type of blood does Bernie... Why the body ain't started stinking? Ain't no gases being released? I was like, my TV just be lying to you. That's crazy. Three movies.
There was a sequel?
Yes, it was Weekend at Bernie's 2. It might have been 3, but I know for sure 2.
And it was the same dead nigga?
The same dead nigga! He was on a boat!
Wait,
but
so
they
how
didn't even do all that. They just took him through the drive-thru.
Hey, listen.
They didn't walk him inside, arm over arm. They didn't treat him like a scarecrow. They were we're taking him to the hospital. You ain't never been en route to somewhere like, let's just make a pit stop at the bank. I really don't think that they did something that egregious.
So wait, a Weekend at Bernie's 1 didn't end with a funeral?
No, he was on the beach. I think at the end of Weekend at Bernie's 1.
See, they didn't take him to the beach. They didn't take him on a boat. They were en route to the hospital, so they were saving the ambulance some money. They were saving resources.
Listen,
that's
they
crazy.
Saved the ambulance trip.
No,
have you seen the prices of rent and gas? They just needed $5. They needed $900 to pay some rent.
I hear what you're saying.
Was that all he
had?
Why not empty the bank account?
Also, where's the victim's name?
Layman.
I thought that was like, you know, in layman's terms. His name is Layman. There's too many jokes in there for his name to actually be Layman.
Hey, maybe the reason it's called that. He's old, so maybe he is Layman. But their bond was $5,000.
We all need to.
That was an all-around fail.
All of us need to Layman in the backseat and take him to the drive-thru and get our money.
I've never been to a drive-thru ATM.
What? How old are you? Or young, I should
34.
Say. 34. You've never, put the money in the tube?
No.
Like a check?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I used to do it with my mom all the time. I don't do it now because I go to the credit union and most of them don't have it. But Yeah, I used to love fill out the little slit right there, put the check in there, put the slit back in there, close it.
I've seen that in movies.
And they send a lollipop back. Where are you from?
Do they really?
You ain't never seen a dead body in the back of a room. You ain't never seen them shoot the money up the tube. Where are you from? And you went to Napa when it was beautiful.
Wait, so who did that process if he was dead? Were they pretending to have him
like,
do
hey,
it?
I'm here with James. Yeah, James Layman. Yeah. I'm doing this this deposit. James, how much? James said he need $900 out.
He's asleep.
That nigga was sitting there like
this. Laureen, wake him up. Yes. Say, hey, James.
Should have grabbed his sleeve. He's doing this shit.
He goes, put a pen in his hand.
I approved it.
Look.
They said that the bank teller had let them come through before and withdraw money as long as he was in the car. So maybe he's always kind of
They needed $900.
So the fraud, they didn't kill him, but I mean, they're committing fraud.
Do we know that? Do we know they didn't kill him?
Where's Layman's money going?
He was just dead, and they just stole his money.
Mm. Damn.
But I'm dead.
If you gonna do that and put me in the news,
he probably
more than 900.
He knew he was on. He probably would have gave him 900. Like, let me see.
That's probably how they reasoned it. Like, he would have given this to
him. Let me ask y'all this: how much does it cost to call an ambulance?
500.
They go to your house and you take. So, they save money there.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for Karen and Laureen.
Would this have been?
I want to see justice for these ladies.
If they just took him to the hospital, would they have gotten charges?
No.
They're getting charged with trying to steal his money.
But what was that other thing?
Gross abuse of a corpse.
What was the abuse part?
That's putting him in the front seat and putting a seatbelt on him and probably putting glasses on him.
I'm just saying, people do horrible things to corpses. But, taking it for a ride through the drive-thru isn't that bad.
It's not that bad, but it ain't helping it. It ain't helping at all.
They made a pit stop on the way to the bank.
They made a bad judgment call, Amber. It's a bad... She's the type of person that like supports the women on Snap.
Well, I could see how they got there.
Justice for Ben.
This is not helping my I love my husband.
Yeah, it's not at all.
I hope when I pass away, he puts me in the back seat.
No, he will not.
And gets the money.
No self-respecting human would. Okay?
He
wouldn't need to do that.
Too.
Yeah, y'all have a joint account.
He does, but just in case.
That's crazy to clean your own bank account up.
I love him. Let him have $900.
That's wild. They look like they would have done it, though. It's very believable.
Well, especially, I just know.
She's smiling.
She didn't like it. Yeah, she was like, God,
Karen
I told
has
you
the
this
curls.
Was yeah.
Laureen is definitely, for Laureen, back up.
Yeah.
Laureen
got that little smirk on her. She like, well, fuck it, we had to
try
again.
Karen's like, I told you we should have been over here at Ashtabula County.
I said we were going to get caught. Mm-hmm. You didn't believe me.
All right, so what's y'all dollar amount to pull something like this? You knew it was going to go smoothly. You knew how much money they had. What type of money is making you do this with a dead person?
I mean, it would at least have to be like... $10,000 or something like $900
from a drive-through.
You going to jail?
Your bond was $5,000.
Yeah, so you ain't even going. No, I'm good.
Yeah, y'all ain't never been down and out, huh?
No, I absolutely have.
This is down and out.
Here's the thing: it's no amount of money for me because most banks don't have the type of money it would
alert.
For me to risk my freedom, most of that money isn't in the bank.
Or
ATM.
Because
I'm talking like 20, 30
mil. But you just said
we
won't get caught.
No, I didn't.
He said, said you know it's going to go wrong.
You know how much money they have, and you know the ATM part was going to go well because of the bank's rules.
That's what I confused. You said it's going to go well.
But also, if you say $1 million, I don't know if an ATM is going to do that.
The limit is $5,000.
Thank you.
For $5,000?
$500 at an ATM.
Yeah.
$500 to $700 is most of you're not of an ATM. And if you ask for more than $10,000 at a window, you have to get approval. Like, somebody has to come over, manager's there. Now the cameras are on you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be easy. The only way you can get that big lump sum of money from a bank is to rob it. But then when you rob it, you got to go somewhere to clean the money because all of those bills are marked. Now you ain't never cleaned no money before, so now you got to find somebody that's going to clean your money. They got to wash the shit. And let me tell you, that's not a one or two day process. And if you don't know that person, you don't have a history of them, they're going to rob you Okay, the typical cleaning of money typically is about 15 to 20%. But if you ain't never been there before, they're going to get your ass for a good 30, 35. So now if you took $10 million from there and you think you're going to get $8 million back after you got your money washed, no, bitch, you're going to get about $7, 6.5. Okay. And even with that 6.5, unless you leave the country and go somewhere they don't have extradition, then you're going to get caught because all of a sudden now you can afford a Corvette, pay cash in the same day, and you moved to a brand new home or condo. No, bitch, you're making too much noise. You got to get out of the country. You got to spread that money out over 4 or 5 offshore accounts, and then you got to go somewhere without an extradition, okay? And when you travel, you need to have a fake passport, a new identity, and change your fucking look. That's how niggas get caught.
Hmm. Where's my purse?
I want
a new seat.
Never steal a purse. Not enough money in it for me. Did you just hear my breakdown? I'm not gonna do no goddamn purse.
You know a little too much about offshore accounts
research.
You gonna be the new Legion, huh?
I've just done research.
For research purposes, of course.
Yeah, like what would it take for me to rob a bank? How much would it take for me to really put forth the effort into it? And then you gotta think about the hurdles that you're gonna have to go through before you can actually live off of that money. Now, you can sit back and be like, I'm just going to stay here and I'm just going to spend a little bit. But eventually, you're going to want to stunt on niggas. You're going to go to Vegas. You're going to be like, oh, we buying bottles? Bitch, I'll buy the bar, right? Now you spent $15,000 in one night. That's going to draw some eyes. Especially if your spending habits don't total more than like $3,500 to $5,000 a month. You just spent $15,000 in one night. Bitch, what you doing?
What
it's
going
to raise some eyebrows. So you have to think about that type of stuff. And most people don't have the discipline to hold on to the money and spend frivolously until you move out of the country.
That's why people got caught up with them PPP loans.
Oh, absolutely. Niggas out here living like, bitch.
That buying new cars.
Didn't ever look
you got
sound like
eight
a good
people
idea.
In a two-bedroom apartment and you got an M3 or M5. What are you doing?
That was a crazy time.
They needed to call to hear.
He should have.
Next time. Because
I'm going to put you on game. Like these jeans I got on, these are called perfect jeans. Okay? These come in sizes from 26 to 50 and from the length of 26 to 38. And they go from 6 different fits, from skinny to thick. You know your boy got that thick. I got them hips. I got Emma Jeans hips. These are my mama's hips. All right?
Emma Jeans.
These jeans, I love them. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. I'm going to just kind of get up here real quick. Look at the stretch on these. You see the stretch on these right here? You see how much is given right here? I could put a water bottle in this goddamn pocket. I'm not going to, but I could. I love the fit of these jeans. When they reached out to us, I'm like, oh, well, I hope they send me some jeans. And they did. They sent me a couple pair, and all of them are comfortable. All of them are stylish. All of them fit my hips. And let me tell you something. As a thick man in America, most jeans aren't for me. But perfect jeans, oh, mwah, mwah, double chef's kiss. I'm doubling up on the deliciousness. Listen, I want you guys to try this out, especially fellas who might be from the South, you know what I'm saying, Midwest. You got your mama's and your auntie's hips. You got some childbearing hips. These jeans are made for you, man. They are the perfect denim for all the difficulties that you've been facing throughout your life. All right, I've been husky all my life. Also, that's a messed up word to call an 8-year-old. We need to fix that. But the point is, you can fix it right now. All right, it's finally time to stop crushing your balls and uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. All right, our listeners get 15% off your first order plus free shipping. We're saving you extra money with it, okay? Free returns and free exchanges when you use the code DIYS at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with the promo code DIYS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard it about. Please let them know from the show and support us as we continue to support you with these dope discounts and dope brands. All right? PerfectJeanNYC.nyc.
It's a good name. Perfect Jeans.
And they are. Yeah. They're fantastic. I like them, man.
Not husky at age 8.
Oh. Let me tell you something. Husky is just more weight. I mean, more waist. They don't really give you nothing in the thighs. That's why I needed it. That's what my trouble area was. My thighs. Hey.
Relatable.
I had a switch.
I've always had big thighs, too.
Yeah. I had a switch, and I was pigeon-toed, and none of that helped. None of it. You understand me?
That was a hard middle school lunch table. Huh?
Ah, oh. So I started selling drugs.
Which is why you just put us on.
Hey, man, listen, I'm out here to help the people. Oop.
Bishop. You can tell by the jacket.
Hey, listen, he stayed sharp, though. I'm not going to hold you.
Bishop Whitehead.
That is so tacky, though.
I don't like that.
Like what you just said about you can't go to Vegas and spend $15,000 at the club. Mm-hmm. Like, I could never listen to somebody dressed in a Gucci suit
Yeah.
Talk about
the Lord.
Being a humble servant of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right. That just don't look right.
That's always looked weird. Like pastors with chains and private planes and stuff. It's like, those are tithes. That's for sure. The tithes. Right,
nice
just
chain,
get.
Pastor.
Oh man. Bishop Whitehead found guilty of conning church member out of $90,000, bank fraud, extortion, uses the church's money for designer clothes and more, facing 45 years in prison.
Damn. That's real life evil. Yeah. Like, if you're just going to be a scammer, scam. But they scamming churchgoers.
Mm-hmm. Churchgoers.
Anybody can get it. Those are the easiest to scam.
Right.
You're doing it
looking
for Jesus.
Something. God told me.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. I remember we talked about the 90K. I think it was like an old lady who was part of the church her whole life. But bank fraud, extortion is the most interesting one for me. Money for designer clothes, I feel like they all do that. Who was being extorted?
Yeah.
Well, you're probably making them pay for prayers.
What? Yeah. Somebody give me a loose definition of extortion again.
Isn't that when you force somebody to pay you? Like when businesses get extorted and like mobsters come in and they'll be like, it'd be a shame if this place caught on fire.
Yeah. Real
give
soprano
me 90K.
Energy. Yeah. So what was he saying to them? Like, it'd be a shame if that cancer in you didn't heal.
Ooh,
I could
shit.
Put up a prayer for you.
Oh, prayer service?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says right here, Whitehead abused the trust of his congregation and lied to them about knowing powerful figures in Hollywood. Also, he could get his little greedy hands on their money.
I really don't think this is a valid source.
It's probably not official, but it's true.
His little
he
greedy
promised
hands.
To use the money to buy a fixer-upper home that would that he would renovate for her to live in, and she believed the defendant, a man who by that time had become a mentor and a spiritual advisor to her son.
Damn.
Wait, so I'm giving you money
to buy me a house
and fix it up.
Why don't we just cut the middleman? Right?
Well, you know, he says he knows somebody. Listen, I got this house I can get for you.
He knows.
And I'll fix it up for you. All right, I'll make it real nice.
I know
we're gonna
Obama.
Get those old granite tops up. We're gonna put marble tops on. All right, we're gonna get you all stainless
open
steel
kitchen
appliances.
Layout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna knock some of the walls out. You know, you just need 2 bedrooms because it's a 3. So I'm just gonna make it a big 2-bedroom for you. Get you a nice walk-in closet.
That is disgusting.
How much you need, Pastor? Shit, about 90,000.
I'm loving this caption here saying, like, guess he'll be trading in those Gucci suits for an orange jumpsuit.
Damn.
More at 11.
It says he spent the money on designer clothes and a BMW instead. He even tried to extort a car repair man for a 5K job.
Mm.
His schemes didn't stop there. He even created fake bank documents to get a $250,000 loan. This man thought he was Simon Gubeda or something. There's a lot of personal opinions.
Not them bringing Simon. Yeah.
Isn't that somebody's ex-husband? Is that
Portia Williams, yes.
He been in the Instagram stories a lot.
Yeah, well, they've only recently split.
Right.
I want to say in the last month or so.
Yeah, but he's like leaving googly eyes under new women's pictures and all that. He's out here living his life. He out in the streets.
That's not nice.
Hey, man. Simon's living his life, man, just like he was living his life.
This been going on forever.
Okay, here I go again. The only person that may need to get extorted is the car repair man. Because that's just...
that's karma.
They do scam. Car repair guys scam.
That's karma.
I will go try to get my car fixed, and then they'll give me a quote. I'll send my husband up there. It's a fraction of the cost. So I don't mind him scamming the car repair man.
All his Ben has to do is get out the car and just...
Right.
I need to talk to someone in charge.
And who's in charge of this establishment?
Okay.
Yes.
What's the surprise? My wife? What wife? The black lady?
They're like...
Well, we had told her was like...
A $500 oil change. Yeah. That's all it was going to cost. I'm yeah.
We thought that she had a supercharge. Yeah, supercharge Honda CR-V.
Damn. See,
But this is the same
car
pastor.
Man.
This is the same pastor that allegedly got robbed on camera when he was streaming and the guys ran in and made off with some jewelry or something. Yeah.
I would have loved
he absolutely knew them.
Being in the congregation that day, to
shit,
be honest with
you.
You wouldn't have. You would have got robbed.
Not the face.
Well, just the pastor got robbed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't rob the other people?
I thought they robbed the jewelry.
They might have took some stuff, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You remember being halfway asleep in church?
Mm-hmm. You wake up to
you
a
gun. You know what wake you up? It's a gun. The pastor getting robbed.
You'd be like, that, oh.
Yeah, shit. And the theater kid in me would have been like, oh, is this like a part of the sermon? Like, this is like live theater right now. Like,
right.
I would have loved
maybe it was tied into his message. Like, sometimes yeah, yeah. the devil takes some shit away.
And then they're like, cue devil.
Video shows yeah. New York bishop robbed at gunpoint during...
We
service.
Should rewatch it so we can see, like, okay, was this...
I didn't call them. It says
rehearsed
suspect
combat
for caught on camera mid-sermon robbery in Flashley, Brooklyn Bishop Lamar Whitehead. So they caught him. So
he
I wonder if they flipped or not.
He might
who's
have
this
been
white woman
shit.
Next to him? Is that his wife? Or is that the other woman that got robbed?
I don't know. Let me try to see. Let me know. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's
they
see,
look
see.
Like mob bosses.
It could have been get back or something.
People need
if he was
to...
out here scamming... That means you into some shit.
Yeah, yeah. He probably got a gambling habit.
Yeah, people gambling need your habit. Consulting.
Listen.
What would you if this pastor was making all this money? Mm-hmm. What would you have told him to show up wearing? Because a Gucci suit mm-hmm. is like your number one suspect.
Jesus
yeah,
robes.
Yeah, I would tell him, hey man, live lavishly on vacation. All right. If you want to be a servant of the people, then you have to dress like them or a little bit better to give them hope. They know they never gonna be able to afford that. Right, so you don't have to do that, but you can do a nice, like, tailor suit, right? Because that's still yes. achieving. You can go downtown, get your little cheapo $80 suit,
like solid color.
Yeah, right. But they don't have to know where you got yours from. But this is too gaudy. You bring it too much attention to. This is the fur coat that Frank Lucas' girlfriend got him to wear yep. to the fight.
Right.
Right. Now you got too many eyes on you.
Yep.
You doing this service? Glasses. You dress like this, and you're in Brooklyn. What are you thinking?
It's that ego.
A terrible suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too much, man. It's way too much.
We can overlook all the extortion mm-hmm. and all the fraud.
Yeah.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
That's the real crime.
What are you doing at Diddy's parties, bro? What are you doing? Laying right. hands? Look at this one. He had a Fendi suit on this one.
And it looks like some these frames look expensive
and
as well.
Like
and it looks like you just
that's
got
crazy.
A chemical peel. The face is sitting. You got a lineup. No.
And he pulled up in a new BMW after taking the house money. So it's just like, hey, what happened? When did you get
look
that?
Guilty,
bro. You're doing it too much, man. You're doing too much. You gotta keep a low profile if you want to. Like, see, that's the thing. This is why most drug dealers get caught because everybody thinks. That next score is gonna be the biggest one, or you know they're gonna do this. They're gonna get to the point of their kingpin and all of that. None of them have an exit strategy. If I was to sell dope, and I'm only gonna do big shit, like I'm only gonna do kilos of cocaine or something
only
like
kilos
that.
Of cocaine.
I have a number that I need to hit, and then I'm done. Now here's the thing: like a lot of times, if you're in a crime syndicate or organization. If you're holding a high position, a high-ranking position, they're not going to let you out.
Right.
So you have to do this shit solo, right? So you have to tell somebody, hey, I got to do this shit for a little bit. I got to get out of town. They're catching on to me. I'm telling motherfuckers that from the jump. Our first deal, boom, right? So if I could do this shit for 8 months, 8-9 months, and I hit that number, I'm fucking disappearing. You're never going to see me again. I don't know no numbers. I don't got no contacts, none of that type of shit.
They get
most
greedy,
people always think that they can keep going. They can become a kingpin. You can't. I don't know a really old drug dealer. They all get caught. They all get caught. Or killed.
But I don't know. I think the main part of that is people not letting you go. Because either you're going to have to interact with other criminals at some point. Because if you start making money, they're going to be like, hey, we were supposed to bank that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would you...
You had to stay on a job. And they're like, I know you said it's going to be your last year, but can we just keep you one more? Maybe that's
listen,
how
that happened
this
in Narcos.
Doing,
see, like I was supposed to retire this year.
I would figure out who I can sell to get off this shit. Right, I'm never working with the same people more than two times. As far as like the people that's gonna watch my back, all right? Because I'm gonna have them somewhere close by while I'm doing a deal with guns that aren't loaded, right? So it looks like they are, and they're gonna be under the impression that they are, but hopefully they'll never have a reason to try to use it and figure out they're not loaded, right? And after that, find two more people that need some money. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may take to keep me in some form of anonymity, they can never pinch me in some shit. Did I say it wrong? Say it for me. Anonymity.
That word shouldn't exist.
All right.
That's
I was
a terrible
goddamn close,
word.
Right? I was like,
that
I was doing
that's
really
a
well.
Crazy yeah. word.
I was you doing really well all we... episode, and then anonymity got me. But that's a fucked up hard word anyway.
You're teaching me that I would be a horrible criminal.
No, I'm just.
I'm a bad liar. I wouldn't be flashy with it, but yeah. I would. I'm like, oh, you asked for the guns to be unloaded. Shit.
You listen.
Like, they would check.
I wouldn't give them to unload it.
Got you.
Yeah.
I would. If I did, it would be
all blank. I would be all blanks.
You don't think they'll go like this?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's blanks, then they won't know.
If they're what?
Too many instructions.
Blanks don't look different.
Blanks, I mean, you won't be able to tell. You can tell when you're loading blanks that they're different. I think it's a different color on the shell or the back of it. But if I got it, they just need money. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to pay you $500 just to watch my back. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not loaded so that they won't double cross you?
Yeah. I will put blanks in it so they won't double cross me.
What if the people you're dealing with start shooting?
I'll have a real gun.
Or if, well, yeah, what that's, if they brought their own? Like, hey, I know listen, he gave me these, but I'm gonna.
I brought my own.
That's a risk I got to take. But I'm gonna try to have these safe falls in place to make sure that that doesn't happen.
You ever walk in a room and you're like, what was I supposed to get in this room? That would be me trying to be a part of a drug cartel. I'm like, okay, he said these pills are uppers. What did he say about the? These pills, though.
No, they would.
They're
know
either
that.
Like roofies or Adderall. I can't remember. I'll figure it out.
You wouldn't label them?
No, because
I'd have a labeling system.
And then my handwriting would probably be like, oh, we know who this is.
I don't believe that you want to label it. You seem like too much of an organized person to not label. I label everything.
I label everything, but it's still a level of, it's organized chaos.
Yeah,
and I think, like, you have to be, organized crime is what first? Organized.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whenever I've seen the movies of the ladies naked, like, measuring everything, I was like, I would have just been like, okay, did I feel this bad?
Oh, yeah, you would have killed.
Too much.
You get killed real fast.
I would be great on the drug marketing team. Like, link in bio, you know where to find us.
Link
on the
bio.
Corner. Oh, yeah, I would be great with that.
You already lost.
But you need somebody like that.
I don't know if you do. I tell you what, though. I'm labeling my pills because the last thing I want to do is go on a trip and take my aspirin instead of my Blue Chew. Okay? Because, my headache is fine, but now everybody's old lady mad at me, okay? Which is what we're not going to do. I'm going to take that Blue Chew. I pack my Blue Chew before I do anything else. And for those that don't know, Blue Chew is an amazing tablet made in the USA. It has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra. It is way better, in my opinion, because it's chewable, okay? And you can take it anytime, day or night, so you can be ready when that little action arises, you understand me? The process is very simple. I love the fact that you can do everything online. No more having to set up an appointment with a doctor and go in, all of that. No. You answer a couple questions on the survey, and once you submit that, a licensed physician from the team will get back to you, answer your question, and then the shipment will arrive to your door in a couple of days. You don't have to go nowhere. You ain't got to stand in line, no pharmacy. You ain't got to have no awkward conversations, nothing like that. This is super simple and to the point. We've been rocking with Blue Chew for, three and a half?
I feel like since the beginning.
Since the beginning, yeah. Since we first started getting ads. And it is one of our best, one of our strongest, one of our most believed in ads and sponsors. I absolutely love it. Okay, I'm right. I think I get the 15 or 20 a month deal, and no regrets. You understand me? No regrets. So if you want to check this out, you want to get your first month completely free, you need to head on over to bluechew.com, use the code DIYS, and you'll get your first shipment completely free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Now, you got $5, Buster. Go ahead and use that $5. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Try out something different. Try out something new, something I support, man. You never know. You know, again, I didn't need Blue Chew. I just wanted to see what it was going to be like. And let me tell you, ain't no going back. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. BlueChew.com. We're on the chew.
We're on the chew.
BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS. And, thank me later, baby, on my Drake shit.
Are we doing the TikTok ban?
Oh, baby. I just saw.
This is crazy.
This is giving me anxiety all morning. This can't be happening. Yes.
Why?
Mm. I be ticking and talking.
She's got
1.5
million.
Okay. I do. 1.5 million? Yes. Y'all ain't gonna see me if TikTok get mad. I gotta move back to the GA.
Hey, that's what I was thinking about. That part right there for all the content creators that are like have this as a main source of income.
Oh yeah, this is like we live in the creator economy. Yeah. So this is a huge, like we're not worried about the TikTok employees. We'll get to them in a second.
Well, they'll still be all right. They still can manage.
They can just apply for another job.
But it's only getting banned here. They would still have TikTok in all the other countries too, so they might still be able to
they would probably still have to lay off a couple teams.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do a couple of them. Yeah,
American teams.
It's not gonna happen. I feel like we've been talking about this for like a couple of years now.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, a bill takes a minute to pass, right?
Yeah, the bill passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly on Wednesday, and it would not move to the Senate. The Biden administration supports it. President Biden said last week he'll sign it if it makes it to his desk. And the Justice Department briefed lawmakers this week about how China, through the Chinese company, ByteDance, which owns TikTok, may be using the app to influence U.S. elections.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Really? We'll do anything to get the actual things done.
Yeah, I'm saying that the way Americans are influencing, redlining and all this other stuff, but they want to talk about another country influencing.
Yeah,
of course.
I would think Dodge would influence the votes more than anything. It's always a Dodge vehicle that's running over some protesters, either a Ram or a Challenger. I think Dodge is more responsible than TikTok, to be honest.
Wow.
But they're saying that Rolling Stone that foreign powers can use the app to influence American views and beliefs.
Huh. Not the shit I be watching.
Right.
Right.
I feel like we get more news.
Dancing.
We get more news from TikTok and Twitter. Albeit news from people who are self-professed reporters and shit like that, but a lot of the stuff that is being reported from Gaza and everything over there on down to some of the protests and things like that, a lot of times we wouldn't have knowledge of it if it wasn't for some of these social media sites. Anytime there's an earthquake, I immediately go to Twitter. I never go to a news site. I go to Twitter and they be like, oh, did y'all feel an earthquake? So it's confirmed that one time LAX was locked down like 2.5 years ago. I went to Twitter and it was like, hey, I'm stuck on the tarmac. They say something's up at LAX. Another one was like, hey, I'm checking in. And they just shut the airport down. So these social media sites are way faster than typically news outlets are because they have an immediate release and outlet to the public, whereas a news outlet has to go to the scene or call in, all of that type of stuff. So
editor-in-chief got to approve everything.
It's way more. So I definitely see the benefit of social media, but I mean, there's a duality to it. So
a ban seems extreme, though. It seems like that could be like an in-app fix. You know how Twitter started doing the checks underneath, and it'll be like, this is actually false. An ad, or this is false information. Yeah.
I just don't think this is going to happen. I feel like there's too many big businesses with their hands in the pot. I did 25 TikTok brand deals last year. Wow. So you're telling me this would cancel, just to name a few, like Baby Dove, Target, Starbucks. Like, you're telling me you're going to shut it down for all of them, too? Because they support your campaigns, too.
Yeah, maybe.
So I just don't see it happening. If it does happen, my OnlyFans will be dropping later this year. We got to do what we got to do.
We got to protect the kids. The kids got to eat off love. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm supporting. Get them toes on there.
Does this studio have
what's up,
a set that can be used for OnlyFans?
We can
just
like that, yeah.
If so,
like that,
yeah, we got to get a bed in here.
Foot massages. Do it on that big vein.
Yeah.
Do it on the big vein behind the big toe.
We'll start with some G-rated stuff. I have beautiful toes. We can start there. But I love my life here. So they need to keep TikTok right where it's at.
Is TikTok your main source of income?
Yes.
So this ban would be devastating.
Oh, horrible.
That's crazy.
Well, see, it's not the app paying you. It's the brand deals.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my best brand deals on TikTok. I get some on Instagram and stuff, too, and I'm sure y'all do as well. Do y'all do a lot of brand deals?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to be better about
it. Like, I'm missing out on some money here.
No, I mean, I see the options, and, like, I'm approved to do them, but I don't know. Sometimes I'd just be like, nah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've said no to some, but some are just like, I mean, this would be foolish if you said no to like certain ones because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, this is a good company. This is a good company. They like what I brought to the table. So mm-hmm. this will be a good collab that makes sense. Like, I do a brand deal when it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I definitely like would be lying if I didn't say brand deals were my biggest source of income.
That I got denied immediately when I applied for the creative program.
Oh,
like,
really?
I submitted the application, and when I hit submit, I got an email immediately like, no, nigga. And so I hit my homegirl up. I'm like, yo, why is this happening? She was like, more than likely, like 9 times out of 10, it's because a lot of videos you make are like the reaction videos, and you have the other video in there, and that's not your content. So if that's most of your content, they won't allow you in there because they want you to use your content.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
like,
all
right. It's a lot of AI, though. It might not even be a you thing. Like, that sucks.
I know.
If I can be honest, the fund isn't what gets you the majority of the money. Mm-hmm. It's brands saying, like, oh, you have a big following. We would like to pay Amber to make a TikTok for X amount.
That's why I stopped trying to grow my TikTok. Because I was like, well, if I can't make no money off of it, I don't really care. Then.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's not the app paying you. Okay. That gets it. It's just the reach.
Gotcha. Okay. I might circle the block. You know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. If it's here. I hope it's here. Because I know a lot of people that are like, I mean, Keith Lee.
Of course. You, yes. Yeah.
Jordan Thee Stallion. It's a game.
Oh,
people.
Huge.
Man, all of
Jordan
Thee Stallion.
With Method Man is amazing.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome.
People are doing good stuff over there.
Huh?
I never even noticed they looked alike until I saw them standing next to each other. I was like, why does Jordan look older
than he normally does? Because he's 26, but Jordan looks a good 40. Yeah. He'd be having them glasses on. He'd be like,
let me show you something. He's so funny. I met him recently at something. Just as amazing in person.
He seems like just a super cool person.
Good vibes. I feel like something has to happen, or maybe what we'll start seeing is a ton of creators going being like, everybody follow me on my other channels, because it's like the comedy or whatever we're doing still exists. It's just like pushing that huge audience over to another platform. It's just hard.
But I mean, we had hopes for Spill and that, especially at
Elon. Threads or something.
Threads,
what was happening?
Yeah, Threads and Spill are similar to Twitter.
Gotcha.
And I think one of them, you just was it Spill that you can put the pictures on now or something like that. Well, Threads too, but I don't know. None of them really took like Twitter did, though.
Yeah.
And everybody I was never like, a big Twitter person. Really?
It didn't happen at all.
Twitter's the dark web. I love the darkness that be over there. I screenshot so much shit there to send about my dark group chats.
I gotta sleep at night. I can't be on Twitter. It's too much.
It's so crazy because
my sister's on it.
Soon as like on my regular page, soon as like 10 o'clock hits, filth.
It's filth.
Continuous filth. Now my burner page is all filth. That's what that page is made for. But my regular page, man, clockwork. 10 o'clock, titties.
It be people you don't even follow, just reposted too. Like, I don't even see how it ends up on my TL sometimes.
People tell me, they're like, I just watch porn on Twitter. I'm like,
man, listen. Once Tumblr failed,
which is cool, but I'm like, why, what's wrong with the regular porn sites?
It's quicker. Yeah, it's just like, boom, constant. Oh, what was that? Come back down. This one will work
quicker.
Yeah.
This one will work.
Yeah, because usually with Pornhub, you gotta, or any site, you gotta go there.
Yeah, we're all talking about Pornhub.
You gotta type in what you want, right? And then you gotta click on the video once you find what you want. And then there's always an ad first, right? And you can click the ad after like 5-7 seconds, and then you go boom, 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 right?
The only thing that was different is that
I would love to know your favorite porn category after that intro. Oh, yes, I know that intro. Yeah,
okay. So Twitter, you just scroll like video. Oh, what's this one? Boom.
But it's not organized. That is
I love it. I love the randomness
of it. Oh, you like the hodgepodge.
It isn't organized.
I love the random. And then also like you have the For You and you have your following. So you follow the people that you like the content of.
I like that.
If you just go to your following, it's going to bring up all the shit you already are a fan of anyway. So that's how I organize mine. Like, boom. That's what I do.
Because Twitter doesn't have like, that's the Achilles heel of TikTok. It's like, this isn't age appropriate, all of that. They try to act like, no, this is an 18-plus app, but it's
Twitter,
you will get flagged
wild
for the
west.
Slightest thing. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But Twitter
is called X.
Twitter's like uncut. Yeah, it should be called X-rated from what I hear after dark.
That's wild.
It's great.
I like how we all threatened to go to Threads. We didn't. Nah. But the only compromise was like, we're still calling it Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it X, but I'm going to stay.
We are not calling it X. It's still going to be Twitter. That was just a power move on his play. Like, that was him, like, trying to rebrand it and make it his own. But it's still Twitter, bro.
Yeah, he called y'all's bluff.
Yeah,
and a lot of people
it's never
going to
not be Twitter, bro.
Well, at least it's not. Are people doing subscriptions still, or did that not?
Some people are.
Okay.
Yeah, my homeboy just tweeted that he was going to go ahead and break down and do it so he could go ahead and edit his tweets. And I was like, nigga, if I mess up on a tweet.
I delete it
and repost it real fast.
It's
I don't give a fuck about that.
Subscription plus.
Yeah, because that was like the, you got to pay the subscription to keep the blue checks and stuff. Like,
yeah, the blue checks. Yeah, they took the blue check. I don't give a fuck about that blue check. I'm not making no money off of Twitter. No way, man. Fuck you, Elon. Boy.
Eli. I love his name being Eli.
I want him to get into a celebrity fight. I want to see somebody sock his ass out. I'm not going to hold you. I would love him to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
I think Jake Paul will walk his dog ass.
He will.
That'd be the only time that people root for Jake.
Right. Easily. Because he's going to get his ass beat when he fight Mike Tyson.
He's going to show up in an Iron Man suit, though. Yeah, Elon got too much money.
Do we think, because I have been recently, I watched the Jake Paul documentary, and I was like, okay, he's holding his own.
Yeah, you know, he's
a scumbag, but he's a marketing expert, and he's holding his own. Do we, obviously he's going to lose. I'm not an idiot, of course. Obviously he's going to lose the fight with Mike Tyson.
Unless.
Will he be hospitalized is the question that I'm not sure of, from the work that I've been seeing him put in.
How much money this is going to be worth. If this ends up being like 150 mil, 200 mil, and they're giving Mike a bag of like 100 mil for this fight.
Which he shouldn't be doing for less than that.
I would take that dive for 100 mil.
Your whole legacy.
This don't count against my legacy. Mm. Yeah. This is an exhibition fight. This doesn't go on anybody's record. This might be hot for a year or two, but that will never outshadow the shit that Mike did in that ring. Right. It's never going to outshadow the bite. He bit off a man's ear.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
If you can come back from that.
Listen, he got a podcast. He's still eyeing Mike Tyson. I wouldn't fight him. At 50, I wouldn't fight Mike Tyson.
Floyd already did it. Yeah. Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. So I don't see why it would go any different. Like, Mike is like, okay, I'll fight him for this amount of money and still win.
Jake Paul's not going to win. I'm just saying, is he going to be hospitalized?
I don't know.
Like,
I kind of hope so.
He already won because he got in a ring.
Wait, which one is the older one? Logan?
Older one is Logan. He's fully a wrestler now. He won WrestleMania. He's like, and that makes sense because it's like, okay, this is scripted. Yeah. You are insanely popular, and he's actually really, really good. So it's like, I feel like he's getting way less hate for that. Mm. Jake Paul is still getting the hate of like, everybody says the same things. He's not fighting real fighters. He's fighting old people.
They're gonna find a reason. Yeah. They don't like him.
Yeah.
And he's making money off of that. Damn.
But Mike Tyson's still Mike Tyson. I don't give a fuck what you say.
He still hits insanely hard.
He's in great shape. I feel like I saw a video of him recently.
Sparring in the ring. And the dude had on the thing. And he still was like, all right. All right, let's reset.
If y'all blew up as a YouTuber, you know, like that's the label that Jake Paul still has. Would you guys take this route? Because you said he's a marketing expert. He's only fought interesting people, regardless of their boxing records, because he had a good point. A lot of the real boxers don't sell a lot of pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the option to do fight Mike Tyson, you know, this nigga who used to be on the Knicks, like just like random people that would sell more, would you guys rather take that and the hate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like the people that really know him have a better understanding of who he is, and they might understand that what he's doing is just a facade. He might be doing exactly what he wants to do. I would tune in just because I want to see him look, right? Whereas if he was fighting somebody that I give a fuck about, I don't give a fuck. I ain't giving this boy my money. Mm-hmm. But now I'm willing to give someone who's created this persona that makes me dislike him. But because I dislike him, now I want to see him fail. And because I want to see him fail, I want to tune in. Mm-hmm. So he's still getting my money. So whether you like him or hate him, you want to give him your money.
Yeah, right.
He's a fucking genius.
Right. Yeah.
He's a genius. Yeah, he's doing exactly what I would do if I had the patience and the team to do something like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it wore on his mental, like, because it will wear on your mental.
Absolutely.
At some
point. Many people hate you.
Yes, but I definitely like can zoom out and see like what else would a fuckboy white kid with $18 million at age 18 do? Like some stupid shit. Like there's no world where he could have just been an upstanding citizen.
Not after
like,
it's every day, bro.
You can't buy a $7 million house in L.A. at age 18.
And not have some
and
type
not be
of
a
cockiness.
Fool, a clown.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Yeah, so I get it.
So I don't see him as having done anything like crazy unforgivable.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
It's fun to watch because it's like
it's a train wreck.
He's going through what I call like the black people cycle of respect. You know how long it takes for like black people to respect you? Because you have to like go out there and they'll be like, nah, it's not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And then it happens and they're like, it's not gonna happen again though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, they did that shit with Ice Spice. They're like, that's just one.
Right. And then
that's just a floozy.
Around
that's
like five, six, seven times, and it's like, he's kind of good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with y'all.
You just have to survive that period of time where they're just like, no. People do that when they're watching people dance. They're just like, oh, he's going to suck.
Yeah. And he's an industry plant. But like, somewhere you're like, I mean, I've been making videos since 2006. Like, it is 2024. Like, what's it going to take? That's discipline.
Yeah. Not for real. You can't say you don't work hard. Because a lot of people in that position wouldn't take boxing that serious. Because even though he's fighting non-boxers, he's still boxing his ass off.
Yeah,
which
is
kind of was pretty impressive. Like he
boxing
could have half-assed
hard,
it,
bro.
Hell yeah!
That time in the ring, that full round in the ring of moving and keeping your guard up, and then punching and dipping back, like just practicing it. Like when my trainer. And he'd be like, you got to jump rope for a minute. I'd be like, who's minute? An American minute?
An American minute.
Like, jumping rope for 60 seconds
it's
is hard. And then
it's
moving around and doing all of this stuff and learning the combination and moving back. Because my trainer, he wasn't like no soft tap. Like, he
of
hit
course.
Me in my face.
Right. Oh,
if
wow.
I put my guard back up. So I'm like, man, this shit ain't fun.
Not at all.
Yeah. Good weight loss, too, but it ain't fun, baby. It ain't for everybody.
So I'm looking at just different ways they're doing the fight. So Mike Tyson hasn't been in the ring since he had an exhibition with Roy Jones Jr. in 2020.
Mm.
And so some people are saying this fight, which is going to be streamed live on Netflix, is being billed as a heavyweight boxing mega event. But a lot of people are saying it's an exhibition fight, not a fight. An exhibition fight, they wear larger gloves to minimize the harm or impact. Mm. It's more not a competition as opposed to demonstrating the skills of the participants. So that's what a boxing exhibition would be. So
it's a good loophole.
People are like, it's going to be a fight. Other people, it's going to be exhibition. Last time he was in a ring 4 years ago, it was an exhibition fight with Roy Jones.
Yeah, I thought it couldn't be a real fight unless you're registered with, like, the boxing, it's not arena. What is it called?
Who is it?
Commission.
Yeah.
Which one? Governing body.
Mike is retired.
Oh, right. So he can only do exhibitions.
That's what I thought. That's what I was
yeah,
under
I mean,
assumption.
I don't know. I'm just that's
respectfully,
just
us normies don't care. Like I've some of the best fights I've seen was on the school bus. Like it didn't matter if it counted towards somebody's record. It's like if we want to see a good fight,
those definitely count towards your record. The school bus fights.
A school bus fight. The bus driver got a park, and he's like, "Just finish over there." We all go off. Like
that's crazy.
Those are some good fights.
You can. So Mike Tyson retired in 2005, only to return in 2020 for an exhibition bout against Roy Jones Jr. But it doesn't say like if he is like. I don't think he's registered with them though.
Do you think Netflix is going to charge extra money?
They would be foolish not to.
Like,
I don't know.
Is it going to be like a pay-per-view, or if I have Netflix, can I watch it?
Have you ever seen that on Netflix?
Yeah, when Chris Rock did his live. When he did his last special, he did that live on Netflix.
You paid it?
No.
Oh, you just watched it on Netflix?
Did it stream live well? Because remember when they tried to stream Love is Blind reunion live, and it was like
it started
a disaster?
And all that shit. No,
it
started pretty much on time.
Wow. Mm. No, I think they would be... Or at least they're not gonna have household sharing passwords. They're cracking that code.
Yeah.
They're gonna figure something out because it's gonna be a very
That's
heavily
crazy.
Streamed event.
I can't imagine how much money is going into this. Like niggas fight Mike Tyson on Netflix.
Yeah,
that is a crazy bag.
I said he was 50. Mike Tyson is actually 57.
Wow.
57.
Them punches is 28 though. I need them to have the biggest gloves available on that nigga.
Jeez.
I want them with the old school like soccer bopper like. Remember those big ass
soccer bopper.
You know,
more fun than a pillow fight.
Yes. Yeah. If anything, I mean, even that would do damage with Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. He'll bust the soccer bopper. It's right in the head.
Have you guys been seeing what's been happening with that other boxer, Ryan Garcia?
No, I don't keep up with any boxing, and I know about this fight, which is how I know.
Well, that's
doing
what's crazy.
Marketing.
A lot of people don't keep up with boxing, but he is quote unquote like unraveling.
Yeah,
he's
messages on Instagram and stuff like that.
They said he got kidnapped, and he was saying that he was taken to Bohemian Grove, and he's almost like
what is that?
He was saying that drink Prime has cyanide in it, and
Ryan said that.
Yeah, Ryan Garcia. Yeah.
He on that stuff you sold him to
here. He said he went online making bizarre rants, looking for his girlfriend. Like,
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's like, this
that
is
was
like
2 hours ago. He reveals he's searching for, he's searching for a girlfriend in an Instagram post.
Oh,
they might so need to cancel they say that.
They say they
he's
just
a hopeless
out
romantic. What's the problem? He's shooting his shot.
Hey, man.
They'll call you crazy quick, you know?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they
will. Like, ain't no way this man just searching for a woman. He got to be on that stuff.
And now no, he's going to look out for a new girlfriend. He was with an Australian OnlyFans model last month.
Trouble.
The troubled boxer who filed for divorce from his wife. In January, after she had given birth, yeah, that was another big thing. Like he was all on Instagram, like, "Oh, thank you, my beautiful wife, had my beautiful son. I'm so thankful for you." Then he was like, "By the way, could you sign that for me?"
Damn,
like right after she had the baby.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah,
I didn't know why they were important, but now I'm putting
Yeah, but he's just been having a lot of weird posts. One was that he was kidnapped, and then he got hacked, and what does it say? He raised concern on March 3rd with a disturbing video claiming he was dead after having his throat slit.
He came back to life to tweet that, though.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, rip the IV out my arm. I got to get to Twitter and tell him what happened.
Rip me out the pants.
Oh, it gets worse. He said he was essayed. He was assaulted by a family member at the age of 2. He also has evidence of aliens, and he was held down and witnessed children being essayed in the woods by the elites. He had a whole rant with, who's the bald dude that everyone hates? Andrew Tate.
Yeah,
he had the whole elites thing, conversation with him. He had a whole bunch of conferences that he was like inebriated at on cocaine.
Jeez.
It's been a lot with him. He dropped a song, a cover to Radiohead yesterday. It's been kind of crazy because he went on the rants about the elites, and right after that, he completely switched up.
Mm.
So everybody has these conspiracies that they got to him. What did you highlight?
How old is he?
He claimed an earthquake is set to destroy Hollywood in Las Vegas.
That's probably true.
At some point.
And Elon Musk is the Antichrist.
Yeah. Okay, I'm playing. All right, well, you know what?
I've been following.
You know, he's making some points.
I got to go outside and get some sun. I feel like I need to go test some grass after all that nigga shit right there. The internet really is crazy. Damn, it can be a downer.
Literally.
Man,
you know his wife been listening to this shit for years, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's fixing dinner, and he's like, you know them aliens, I got pictures. Okay, baby. Do you want, how would you like your steak cut?
How would you like to go about this?
Yeah.
So, as we wrap up real quick, Amber, would you like to tell people where they can find you, find the podcast, everything, your next live show after you get back from your amazing vacation to Italy?
Italia. So, my name is, I always do this. Like, I haven't been, like, they didn't know my name the whole show.
It's okay.
My name is Amber. You can find me on all socials at BURR_IAM. So, it's Burr I Am. Hopefully, you'll still see me on TikTok before the end of the year, before you transfer over to my OnlyFans. You can listen to Fly on the Wildin podcast. You know, the husband that I bully that we all love. We host that show together where we talk about just, like, content creating and parenting and marriage and sex and all kind of fun stuff. So listen to Fly on the Wildin podcast and follow Burr I Am.
Hey.
Shout out to the Burrow. That's Burr. The fan base.
Gang, gang.
That's dope. The Burrow.
Well, shout out to the More Mobs, Scary Squad, and the Burrows.
Burrow. Yeah. Like rabbit holes and shit.
Yeah, the Burrow. Appreciate y'all tuning in, and then those that are watching it on Thursday, thank you so much for still tuning in and watching or listening, if you do listening only on the podcast platform of your choice. As always, I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey.
Peace, guys.
Yay, thanks for having me.